Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Yutes. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yutes. So, Menalov, today's daf is all about the different colors of dam and what exactly is going to be Metame and Isha and which colors are not going to be Metame and Isha. So, the Mishnah is going to talk about the five colors of dam that are Tame. Then, the Gemara is going to prove that there is such a thing as Dam Tahar based on a pasuk by Zaken Mamre. It says that he's going to argue, Bein Dam Ladam. Well, what's there to argue about if there's no such thing as Dam Tahar? And the Gemara is going to go at length to prove that even though there's no such thing as a nega that's tahar, it still says be nega le nega, because there's what to argue about in every single area of negayim, in negay begadim, negay adam, in negay batim. There's something else to argue about. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the specific colors, the sources for each of the specific colors that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And on Amud Beis, we're going to have four different explanations of machlok shamer and lecham that appears in the Mishnah about dam yarok. There's some sort of machlokas in the Mishnah, but it's not abundantly clear from the Mishnah itself. Four different explanations of what was happening in that machlokas. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have five different opinions of what the Mishnah means when it says that the dam that's red is like dam maka. What does that mean that it's like dam maka? What kind of dam maka? Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. Let's pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Chamishe damim tameim bi isha. There are five damim tameim by a woman, meaning there's five colors of dam, five shades of dam, that if it emerges from a woman's body, if it comes out of her uterus, that's going to be metameher. And these five colors are Ha'adom v'hashachar. First there's red, there's black, v'kikeren karkum. There's the color of dam that's similar to a karkum plant that grows in the corner of the garden where karkum is growing. Apparently when it grows in the corner, it's more notela admimos. It has a little bit more of a reddish tinge to it. U'kimeme adama. And also like water that gets mixed with earth, that gets mixed with dirt. So that water also has a reddish tinge to it, and that also is one of the colors that's going to be problematic. Ukamazug, and also like diluted wine. That wine that's diluted, also, even though it's not really red like undiluted wine, but it has a reddish tinge to it, and therefore that too is going to be problematic. Beishamai says there's more. Beishamai amrim af kimei metiltan. Even if you take water and you mix it with a plant called a tiltan, that also is going to color the water a reddish tinge, and that too is going to be one of the tamei colors. Ukimei basar tzli, or if you have roasted meat and there are juices that come out of the roasted meat, that also has a reddish color to it, and that also is going to be tamei. But beisil mitarim. Beisilel does not accept the two additional colors that Beis Shammai added to the list. He keeps it to the basic five, the Chamisha Mine Damim Tameim. Hayarok, what about Dam that is Yarok? So Akavi ben Malal Metameh v'cham Mitarim. That's a machlokas between Akavi ben Malalel and the Chachamim. What does Yarok mean? So Tosos on Amud Beis, Dibur Maschal Yarok, points out that it does not mean green. That's what we would call Yarok Kikarti. That when we want to say that something is green, so we have in Masech HaSukkah, when we talk about a green esrog, that's problematic. You're not supposed to have an esrog that's totally dark green, so we call that yarok kikarti, green like a leek, that it's green like grass, or something that's a really dark green. But over here we're talking about a yarok, says Tosos, that's domeli esrog, not like, meaning like an esrog is supposed to look, that it's a more of a yellowish color. That's the yarok that we're referring to over here. The Meiri explains that it means a gold or waxy kind of look, and because that is a little bit more nota la'edom, and even he says a kav ben malalel would not be metameit, but the Meiri is so the Meiri himself, however, says that yarok kasrog is tamei according to everybody, because it does have a little bit of a reddish tinge, and they're only arguing about yarok kikarti. So you have this machlokas rishonim whether yarok kikarti is for sure okay or yarok kikarti is gufa the machlokas. We assume yarok kikarti is for sure okay. And the issue is, what about a yellowish color? And even then, we say that even though Akavim and Malalel is mitame, the Chamar mitarim, so therefore therefore, yarok should be a mara that's tahar. It should be. The question is, does everybody necessarily agree that it always is a mara that's tahar? I guess we'll get to it a little bit more in the Gemara about a mara yarok. There is a comment of the Ran, however, just to mention there's a comment of the Ran that says that when something when something is the color of chardal, when it's the color of mustard, it's a problem. It says kumavur be Gemara Nida. So everyone asks. The Gemara Nida says the exact opposite. The Gemara Nida says, the Mishnah Nida says yarok is tahar. So why would chardal be tamei? So probably what he's referring to is the Gemara that tells us that Amar Abzer benos Yisrael lechmir alatzman shalfil rose tipas dam kechardal, that they observe Shiva Nakiyan. So we generally assume it means a tipas dam, the size of chardal. But maybe you could understand that it means the color of chardal. One of my Talmidim this year found mustard seeds that are red. From the Far East somewhere, there are certain type of mustard seeds that you could find that are actually red. So he thought maybe that's what it meant, that it's tipas dam kechardal, but those are the mustard seeds. I don't know if Chazal, I didn't do the research, if Chazal had access to these kinds of mustard seeds. But anyway, so the Mishnah says, yarok is this machlokas. Amra meir, imeinu metame mishum kesem, metame mishum mashke. If it's not going to be metame the ishum mishum kesem, at least let it be metame mishum mashke. That line is very unclear. What in the world does Rav Meir mean? And the Gemara is going to have different pshatim as to what exactly is going on in that line. Rabbi Yossi omer lokach v'lokach. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not metame mishum nida, not metame mishum kesem. Dam yarok is not metame mishum anything. Okay, now we're going to go back and define the five colors that we mentioned. Ezu adom, what does adom mean? So kedam amake means like blood from a wound. The Gemara is going to have five different explanations. What kind of wound? What shade of red are we talking about? Shachar means kacheres, like a certain ingredient that they would put in ink to give the ink its blackness. Amok mikain, if it's blacker than that, tame, then it's tame. But dia mikain, if it's less black than that, it's less dark than that, tahar, then it's going to be tahar. So that's how Rashi understands. Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel that amok actually means that it's not as black. Dia means that it's more black. And the Meiri explains that Meiri holds that way as well, and he says that if it's not so black, then it's a little more notalad mumis. It's a little more closer to red, and that's why it would be more problematic. If it's blacker, it's further away from red and would be less problematic. But that is not how we assume. We assume, like Shitas Rashi, that if it's darker, it's a bigger problem. Lighter is a lesser problem. Okay, so that's that machlokas. Ukikaren karkum. What does that mean? Kikaren karkum. Kabarushabo, like the color of the leaves that are very red, that are very clearly red. Ukememe adama. What does meme adama mean? Mibika Beis Kerem, from the bika that's found in a place called Beis Kerem, where the dirt of that location, of that area, is red. Sometimes you have certain places where the dirt itself has a much more reddish color. It's less brown and more red. If you've ever been to Sedona, Arizona, the whole place is red. All the mountains and the dirt, it's all red. So you have, and sometimes you see the color changes on mountaintops. There's like white dirt and there's brown dirt. That's what in Gush Chalav in Eretz Yisrael, they show there's white running down the mountains. That's why it's called Gush Chalav, because it looks like it's flowing with milk, literally, because it's there's white running. So you have different colors of dirt in different places. So Kamehameh Adam of this big space Kerem, which had red ground. Umeitzav Mayim, and you put some of that Adama into a Kli, and you put Mayim in the Kli with it, and now the Mayim has a reddish tinge. Ukamazug, what does Kamazug mean? It means you take red wine and you make Shnei Chalakim Mayim Ve'echad Yayin Mine Yayin Asharoni. That if you start out with Yayin Asharoni and you dilute it with two parts water and one part wine, so that's the reddish color that we're talking about that's going to be a problem. Says Rami Nalan, Dika Dam Tahar B'isha. How do I know there even exists such a thing called Dam Tahar? Dilma Kol Dam Da Asi Mina Tameh. Maybe every Dam that comes out of a woman is automatically Tameh. So Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Amar Kra, Ki Yipali Mimcha Dvar L'Mishpat Ben Dam L'Dam, Ben Dam Tahar L'Dam Tameh. When talks about a Zaken Mamre, who's cholik on the Sanhedrin in his generation, the pasuk says when there's something that has to do bein dam ledam. So what could he possibly be arguing about if there was no such thing as dam tahar? It must be that they're arguing whether a particular type of dam is dam tahar or dam tameh, meaning that everyone agrees that dam tahar exists. They're just arguing whether this is Dam Tahar or Dam Tameh. If no one agreed it exists, what kind of machlokas would that be? The Dvar Avram wonders about this because he says, Zakin Mamre could be someone who makes something up also. As long as he's Cholik on the Sanhedrin, it doesn't have to be that there's a Masorah for such a Shita, that there's such a thing. It could just be that he says that I have a Masorah and he made it up, that there's such a thing as Dam Tahar. But anyway, the Gemara assumes that if he's arguing about it, it must exist. Elameata says the Gemara, if that's a raya that there's such a thing called dam tar, just because it says bein dam ledam, bein nega lenega, hachinami bein nega tamei lenega tar. When it says bein nega lenega, does that also mean that there's such a thing as a nega tamei and a nega tar? V'chitem hachinami, and if you're going to say that yes, there is nega tar miika. It's not true. And when the Torah calls something a nega, by definition, the word nega means tamei. To say nega tar is like saying tamei tahar. There's a nega means tamei. You can't say that something is a nega and still be tar. So what does that mean? V'chitem Ah, you'll tell me there is such a thing as a nega tahar because the Torah says that if it's kulo hafach lavan, then it's tahar. That even though if there's only a sheer gris on a person, he's tamei. But it's gzeres hakasuv that if it's parach over his entire guf, he's tahar. So maybe be nega lenega means that they argue about a nega if it's tahar or a nega that's tamei, and there's actually such a thing as a nega that's tahar, that's parach bekulo. No, hu boak mikri. That stops being called a nega. Now that's called a boak. Not that the Torah calls it a bohak, but the Torah calls something else a bohak, but that's what we would call a bohak. It would stop being called a nega. So there is no such thing as a nega tahar. Ella, so we have to say is that be nega lenega does not mean that the Zaken Mamre and the Chachamim argue whether a nega is a nega tahar or a nega tameh. No, it means the word nega, of course, means tamei, but they argue about bein nigei adam lenigei batim ulenigei begadim. That they argue about nigei adam, some meaning when it says bein nega lenega, it means they argue about any type of nega, whatever area within tumas negayim you want to talk about, there could be a machlokas, but not about whether something is a nega tar or a nega tamei. There could be some sort of machlokas within each area of Hilchus Negaim. That's Bein Nega Lenega, Bein Nigei Adam, Bein Nigei Batim, Bein Nigei Begadim, that all of them. But for Kulan Tamein, anytime it is a Nega, it's going to be declared Tamei. So Achirami, and maybe that's what Bein Dam Ladam means also. Bein Dam Nida Ladam Ziva for Kulan Tamein. Maybe Bein Dam Ladam doesn't mean they argue about is this Dam, Dam Torah or Dam Tamei. It means they argue about all the categories of Dam. They argue about Dam Nida, they argue about Dam Ziva, whichever category you want the machlokas to be in, you could become a Zaken Mamre. So hi mai, says the Gemara, what does that mean exactly? That they argue about something related to Nige Begadim, or Nige Adam, or Nige Batim. What is there to argue about? So says Gemara, well, Bishla Mahasam Ikhala Fluge. By Negaim, there is what to argue about. There are machlokas Tanaim that we find within each category of Negaim that the Zaken Mamre might be pressing the case on. B'negei Adam u'pulktar b'yushuv Rabbanan. Where do we find a machlokas by negei Adam? Machlokas b'yushuv Rabbanan. It's not. The Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Masechus Negaim tells us that if a person finds a baheres on his skin, and there are two white hairs inside the nega, so im baheres kadam l'seir lavan, if the baheres was there before the white hairs were there, tameh, then he's tameh. Im l'seir lavan kadam l'baheres, tar. If the hairs were white before the baheres developed, then he's tar, because the seir lavan is not a siman tumah unless the baheres came first and turned the hair into white. And that's because the pasuk says in the parsha of Negaim, the pasuk says vine nepach seir lavan bi baheres v'timios ha'koyin. So it sounds like only if the seir lavan was turned white from within the baheres, then it's a siman tumah. That's how Rashi explains. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Gaim says that it's derived from the pasuk v'yihavcha seir lavan, that it sounds like the baheres caused it to be mishapech into a seir lavan. But bottom line is, if the seir lavan came before the baheres, it's tar. But what about safek? What if you're not sure whether the baheres or the seir lavan came first? So then the halacha is Tamei, it's Tamei, but Rabbi Shua Omer, Keav, Amrabba, Keav, Vitahar. Rabbi Shua says that the din of Suffolk is like, has the same din as a nega that has dimmed, and when a nega dims, it's Tahar. So if you have a Suffolk, which came first, the Beharis or the Seir Lavan, you have a Machlokas Tanaim. So you want to know what in the world about Nige Adam could a Zakin Mamre be arguing about? Here's what they could be arguing about. We have a Machlokas Tanaim about Halachos of Nige Adam. Why is it that Misafek, the Tanakhama said that it's going to be Tamei? Tosfos raises the question, after all, why would be Tamei Misafek? Why not just say to take the person in the Becheskasa? The person has a Cheskas Tara, so you should remain Becheskas Tara. So Tosfos quotes Rabbein Tam that there's Reglayim Ledavar, that the Beheres came before the Seir Lavan. It's more common for the Beheres to come before, first, because the Seir is normally Nislabein as a result of the Nega. So that's why the Chazaka goes away. Tosfos Maseches Ksubos quotes a Rabbeinu Tam that says a little differently, that we're talking about a case where the guy was already tummy from some other nega. He had a shchin or a michva, some other nega, and before he was able to become tar from that, now he has this suffik nega. So when the first one goes away, he doesn't have a cheskas tara, he has a cheskas tuma. So that's why we say suffik tummy. But that's a big ukimta to say that we'd only say suffik tummy if he previously doesn't have a cheskas tahara. Okay, where do we find that there's something to argue about within the category of Nige Batim? B'Nige Batim, ki hapluk to the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Banan. We have such a machlokas Ditnan. The Mishnah says in the 12th parak of Maseches Negayim that there's a machlokas Tanaim. If you find a Nega on the walls of a house, where does the Nega have to be in order, or how does the Nega have to be positioned in order to be Metame the house? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, the Olamein Abayis Tamei, Achir Kishnei Grisin, Al Shnei Avanim, B'Shnei Kosalim, B'Keren Zavis. That the Nega has to be the size of two grisim, which is like a little smaller than a penny, and on two different stones, in two different walls, and on a corner of the house. Arko kishnei grisin v'rachvo kagris. So it runs across the corner at a length of shnei grisin and a width of a gris, so that each wall in the corner has a one gris by one gris size nega. The Chum disagree, and they say that it doesn't have to be on two walls in a corner. They don't have all of these qualifications. It's that qualification that caused the Gemara and Sanhedrin to say that this is one of the things that never happened, that Nige Batim never happened, because what are the chances that a Nega is going to come right there, directly on the corner? And that one always bothered me. What are the chances that a Nega ever comes? The whole thing is a miraculous event, that there's a Stama Nega on a person's walls. So if it could come anywhere, why not come in the corner? But that's what the Gemara assumes, that it's a very unlikely thing for it to happen. But you see that there is such a machlokas to be had when it comes to Nige Batim. My time is Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon. Why does Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon think that this is a qualification that's necessary in order to be metame a bias mishum nega? Because ksiv, it says when it comes to nege batim, kir. It says marei and shafal minakir. So it sounds like one wall, uksiv, but the pasuk before that says kiros. It says vinei anega bikiros habayis. It sounds blashon rabin. So ezu kir shu kishnei kiros. When do you have one wall that gives the appearance of two walls? Haviyomer zeh keren zavis. In the corner, it's where the two walls connect to each other. So it's like one continuous nega, but it's really over two walls. And that's why it's both kir and kiros. So that's the machlokas that we have, and that could be the machlokas between the Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin. And where do we have Benige Begadim? Where do we have a machlokas in the world of Negaim on clothing? You have such a machlokas between Rabbi Yonasim Rav Tulmus and the Rabban of Titania. Rabbi Yonasim Rav Tulmus Omer, Minai the Prichas Begadim Shitaora. How do I know that if a Nega spreads over the entire Beged that it becomes Tar? Torah never says that. The Torah says over an Adam, that if a Nega spreads over an entire person, he becomes tar. How do I know if it spreads over an entire baguette, it becomes tar as well? So nemar karachas and gabachas b'begadim, the pasuk says the words karachas and gabachas when describing the begadim. V'nemar karachas b'gabachas b'adam, and he uses the same terminology when describing the adam. So we make a gzeira shava malalan parach b'kula tahar. Just like by adam, when the nega goes over the person's entire body, is tar. Af kanami parach b'kula tahar. So over here also, when it goes over the entire baguette, it's also going to be tahar. So you see that be nega le nega might not mean that there's such a thing as a nega tahar. There's no such thing as nega tahar. Be nega le nega means whichever kind of area of hilchos negayim you want to talk about, there's what to argue about. There's a machlokas to be had. Elahacha, but when it comes to bein dam ledam, idam tahar leka b'may pligi. If there were no such thing as dam tahar, what is there left to argue about bein dam ledam? So it has to be that there's such a thing as dam tahar. Otherwise, the pasuk by Zakin Mamre that describes it, he's arguing bein dam ledam, wouldn't make any sense. So says Gemara, okay, good. So that's a good raya that there's such a thing called dam tahar. But you know what? You haven't proven which dam is tameh and which is tahar. You've just proven that there are two categories. There's dam tameh and there's dam tahar. But how do you know that that the five that we listed in the Mishnah are tameh and every other dam is tahar? Some Rabbi Vo, Domer Krak, as the pasuk says, "Vayirum Moavis Hamayim Adumim Kadam Lemeimer Dedam Adamu." That the pasuk says when the Navi describes in Malachim Beis the Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did during the days of Yehoshaphat that he was no saying Moav Biadehem by fooling Moav. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu fooled Moav into think that all of those that were attacking them killed each other. That they how did Hashem fool them into thinking that? Because there was a certain waterway that was never, it was a nachal that was always dry. And all of a sudden it rained a lot and there was a lot of water in that nachal. So they didn't know what it was normally supposed to look like, but with the rays of sunlight hitting it in a certain way, it looked red. The water looked red. So they thought that it was always dry, and now all of a sudden there's red liquid flowing through it, so they assumed that it was the dam of all of those that were coming to attack them. So what does it say? That they looked at the water, and it was Mayim Adumim Kadam. It was red like blood. So you see from there, that blood is red. That's how you know blood is red. If you cut yourself, you know that blood is red. No, I mean, that's how we know that that's the definition of blood. That if it's not red, then it's not, it can't be defined as blood. And that's Nogea very much, Halacha Lamaisa. If you recall, we once discussed the Shaila. Yanki Mikli once asked me, he didn't ask me, he just did it to me. He was he has this thing where it helps you heal better when he does oral surgery, that he draws some blood, they put it through a machine, a spinner or something, and it takes all the red out of the blood, and he re-injects it into you, and it helps you, somehow it helps you heal or something. So the shaila is, can you re-inject blood that was removed from your mouth back into your mouth, right? Is that a violation of the Isra of Achilas Dam? So the poskim are makel based on this idea that dam might be, by definition, the word dam might mean that it has to be red, and once the redness is taken out of it, it's no longer dam. The Dvar Avram writes that l'chori, you see from here that any time the Torah is not marbe shar marus l'dam, the dam is only if it's edomamish. And everywhere else, if it's not edomamish, it's not dam. So by the isra of achilas dam, it's only if it's edomamish, not when it has only a mara admumis even, not when it has anything like that. And says the Dvar Avram, even within the dam itself, not every chelik of the dam is red. There are chalakim of the dam that are clear. So even though when they're mixed together, the whole thing is mitzarif to shir kezayis, even the clear parts do have a din of dam, but once you separate them out, so then it's not going to have a din of dam. He says, you have a similar thing when it comes to basar b'chalav, that there are parts of the chalav that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodeya that can be extracted from the milk that don't have the status of milk. But when it's not extracted from the milk and it remains in the milk, it still has a shear of milk when you're cheshvening shishim for basa b'chalav. So by dam as well, when the dam is intact and has all of its parts to it, so then the whole thing is dam. But if you take out the redness from the dam, the parts that are not red do not have a din of dam. So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he discusses doing a blood test on a person, so whether it's an Isra Torah on Shabbos to be motzi dam from a person. So if it's Nisra D'Oraisa, you can only do it for a Cholash Yesh Bo Sakana. If it's Nisra D'Rabbanan, you can do it for a Cholash Ein Bo Sakana. So Rav Shachter in Be'ikvei Atzon, which is quoted here in the Masifta, which I was a little bit stunned this morning, that they quote Rav Shachter, they don't quote Rav Shachter, they say, the Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon says, but we know who wrote the Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon. I thought maybe there's another Be'ikvei Atzon written by a Hasidish or Rav or something, but I looked up, no, it's exactly the Simcha Zayin, it's the discussion. So the Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon, he quotes a Chacham Echad, who wanted a Taina that according to Tosos, that the Isser of Chavala on Shabbos is because of the Malacha of Shochet, Ki Adamu HaNefesh, so, and there's just no difference whether you're Horig Es Kulo, or you take Mitzas Nefesh by taking out a little bit of Dam, so that's only if you take Dam Edom, that has a din of Dam. And only on the Edom Shabo, on the red part. But if you're taking dam in order to be bodek, the other parts of the dam, dam, not the Edom part of the dam, not the red part of the dam. So then we could say that it's considered melacha shein shricha legufa, because only the red part is the part that you're being motzi nishmaso. So Rav Shachter himself says that that's incorrect based on this Dvar Avram, because when you're taking it out, it's still intact. When it's intact, it's all dam. The Dvar Avram says only once it's separated is it not considered to be dam. Okay. Says Gemara further now. So we know that red is a problematic color because that's the definition of dam. That dam is red. Say ema adom v'sulo, maybe only red and no other colors. So Amar Bivo, Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about a yoledes, it says dameha. It says v'tiara mimikar dameha. And when it talks about someone who's boel anida, it says also dameha. It says v'gilsas mikar dameha. So you see from the word dameha, which is a lashon Rabim, bloods, and it says it twice, Hare Kanar Ba'a. So you see that there are four types of blood. But the anything that's less red than those four types of blood does not have a din of dam and is tahar. Refracting Gemara of Anan Chamisha tonight. How could you say there are only four? We had five in the Mishnah. Amr Reb Chanina, Shachar Adam Hu, Ela Shalaka. Black blood was really red once. It's just we assume it's been affected when it came out of the woman's body and it turned black. But if it's black now, it means that it was once red. So it's not really a separate color. That's how Rashi explains. Now Rashi says that after it left the Guf Ha'isha, it became black. After it left her body, it became black. So what happens then, ask the Aruch Lener, if a woman does a bedika, so she inserts a bedika cloth inside the Guf Ha'isha, and it comes out with a black spot. According to Rashi, that should be tahar, because the whole part is that it only is laka after it leaves the Guf Ha'isha. So he says, Lule Divrei Rashi, I would have said, that it's after it leaves the Makar, that it's after it leaves the uterus. That's when it becomes that's when it becomes black. Because once the dam goes from the uterus through the cervix of the vaginal canal, once it goes there, once it leaves the uterus, that's when she becomes tameh. So that's when it matters. Says the Ofner, Lule Divrei Rashi, that's what I would have said. And if you want to defend Rashi, though, it could be that even when she does a bedika, says the Aruch Lener, the second she pulls it out, by the time she sees it, it's obviously out of her body. So it could be that that's what we're assuming, that the very second that she pulls it out of her body, it immediately turns black, and she never got to see it in its original red state. A little bit far-fetched, but that's how to defend Rashi. Rav Willick had a similar psak. I just had, my wife was teaching a kallah not long ago, who told her that her natural, the way she naturally bleeds, she never ever bleeds red. Every month she gets a period, and it's for 2 days. It's light. It's always brown. It's never ever red. So my first reaction was, does she know what brown is? Does she know what red? Meaning a lot of times the definition of the colors is a little bit hazy. It could be that halachically it's red, even though to her it seems more brownish than red. But let's see her that she's correct. That she's calling the shots correctly, that it's exactly brown. So I asked Rav Willick, we're in our yeshiva, our mesorah is that we're makel on brown. There are a lot of people that have a mesorah that they're more machmir on brown. This is a big discussion in Kuf Pei Ches in your day. But I said, we're makel on browns. You know, when we're looking at bedikah cloths, if it's brown, we're makel. So is the woman never ever in Ida? So he said, no, in such a case where it's mamish, that's her period every single month, you have to assume it's like shachar that it was laka, that you assume that it was red on the inside when it came out of the uterus. It was red and then it became brown somewhere further along. So that's what he suggested, the halach in that case. So you have such a similar idea. The Gemara says that something that's black used to be red, but then it became black on the way out. So Tanya Namihachim, we have a Braisa, says just like this, Shachar Kecheres. Shachar means it's Kecheres. It's like the ingredient that you put into ink. Amok became Tamei. Dia, if it's more Dia, Afilu Kakochol, if it's more dull, even like a blue, Tahar, then it's going to be Tahar. V'Shachar Zel Lomit Chilaso Hu Mashchir. And this black wasn't always black. When it leaves the woman's body, it becomes black. It's like dam maka. Sometimes you have a wound, and the color of the blood, when you take off the band-aid, looks very different than the blood when it originally came out. Sometimes, after it leaves the body, the color changes. So that's the assumption with the black blood as well. Beishame says, even dam that looks like meme tiltan, that gets mixed in with tiltan, which is a type of vegetable, a type of growth from the ground. So that all, and kameme basar tzli, also Beishamai said. So says Gemara, but wait a second, now Beishamai has seven bloods, or if you don't count black, six bloods. But v'lesel b'shamay dameha dameha harekan arba'a. What does he do with the drasha that we had? That dameha is two, dameha another two. So you can only have four. See, by yisem leslu, could be he doesn't hold to that drasha. V'ibay yisem isluhum, maybe he does hold to the drasha. But milamar b'chinin shachar adam hu el shalaka hachanami milku delaki. Just like we said that black used to be red and has now been affected because it left the woman's body. These shades of red also probably used to have the same color as a maka, as dam of a maka. And now, after leaving the woman's body, now they take on these shades as well. Beisilil mitaren. Beisilil is mitaher by these two things that Beis Shammai added. So, frekta gemara, hainu tanakama. What's Beisilil saying different than tanakama? Tanakama was also mitaren. It's only Beis Shammai that introduced these two other colors. So, yikab binayu litlos. Nafkamina between the tanakama and Beisilil is as far as safek tuma, meaning if a woman touched truma or kachim after she saw dam, that's the color of Meme Tilton or Meme Basar Tzli, according to the Tanakhama, it's Tamei Misafek. You're not going to burn the Truma, you're not going to eat the Truma either. According to Beisilil, it's totally Tar, you can even eat the Truma. And according to Beis Shammai, it's totally Tamei, you have to burn the Truma. Hayarok, Akavi ben Malal Metamei. If you have Dam that's Yarok, so Akavi ben Malal is Metamei. But less Leila Akavi, Dameho, Dameho, Harekan Arba'a. But wait a second, it's another color. So does Akavi not hold of the Drasha? So you better say Melesle, one possibility. Is correct. He does not hold to the drasha. V'ibay seima isle, or maybe he does hold to the drasha. But after all, milam Rabbi Chanina shachar adamu el shalaka hachanami milku delaki. Just like black is something that used to be red, so yarok might also be something that we view as something that used to be red and just turned yarok afterwards. The chum mitarin, but the chum mar mitar dam yarok. In fact, the Gemara hainu tanakama. Tanakama was also mitar dam yarok. So gvinayu litlos. Nafkamina again is whether it's tahor misafek or tahor. Bitaras Vadai. According to the Tanakhama, it's a suffix, and therefore any truma she touches, you wouldn't burn, you wouldn't eat. According to the Chum, it's absolutely tar. You could eat such truma that she touches afterwards. And according to Akavi ben Malalel, it's absolutely tame. You would be allowed to and be obligated, in fact, to burn any truma that she touches. So then we said that Amar Rabbi Meir ain't a mitam mishum kesem. That it's not mitam mishum kesem, but rather mishum mashke. So what in the world did Rabbi Meir mean when he said that it's ain't a mitam mishum kesem, but mitam mishum mashke? Before we get to that, just on the din of yarok, so it would seem very clear that when it comes to dam yarok, we paskin like the chachamim that it's tahor, and therefore yarok is not a problem. However, the Shlach HaKadosh writes that when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that mara lovan is tahor and mara yarok is tahor, that afilu kemara hashava o azahav, he says even the color of gold or of wax, and certainly yarok kikarti. However, he says that some say yarok Saruch Iyun, because the Maramins writes in the Tshuva in the name of the Gedolim that it's Osrim, that they Asr Yarok as well. So therefore, Ein Lahakel B'mihirus, if it's Kemara Hashava, we shouldn't be so quick to be Makel on a wax-colored type of Mara, and certainly Kemara Hazav, unless there are other tzadim and svaros mochichos to be makel. And that's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh not to always be makel on yarok. So the Chacham Sadam says, okay, so now I have the Shulchan Aruch tell me it's matur. Pesachei Tshuva saying you can't be makel b'mehirus on such a thing. So says the Chacham Sadam, hefsek tara, we should be machmir. And that's why many have a tradition that they're dafka more machmir on the colors by hefsek tara than they are by the other bedikas. Rabbi Rav Willig does not have such a tradition. He says you're always looking for the same thing. But in many, many places, they have such a, I would say most places, they have such a tradition to distinguish between a hefsek tara versus others. Not only that, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he thinks not just hefsek tara, he thinks the shloshi yam marishonim, that the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim, one should be more machmir when it comes to yarok than after that, because when the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim, it's still close enough to when she was actually bleeding, that we're choshesh that if there's a goldish color, that there's a little admumis in that goldish color. And it's only days 4 through 7 that we're going to be more makel. So that's why you have a lot of different traditions in terms of how to pass on these things. The pasuk reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's always tahar, but you do have this concern that a number of poskim are sensitive to. Okay, so anyway, so Meir says zeinu mitam mishum kesef, but it's mitam mishum mashke. So Rabbi Yochanan, yard Rabbi Meir l'shitas akavi ben malalal. Rabbi Meir holds like akavi ben malalal the timei, and he's mitame dam yorok. He thinks that it's tumas nida, that even if she just sees a yorok kesem on her beged, and if he says zeinu mitam mishum kesef, he's talking within the sheet of the chachamim. He says I hold that it's tame. But you guys don't want to be mitame mishum kesem v'achikam lul rabbanan. So here's what Meir is saying to the rabbanan who hold that yarok is absolutely tahar. According to me, you find a kesem that's yarok on her beged, she's tame because I hold that there's no difference between yarok and red. But you kesem yarok amana lo mitamisu. I understand if you find a yarok kesem, you're not going to be mitame it because you could be told that it came from somewhere else, didn't come from her body. Because after all, how often does a woman bleed yarok? But hecha de chazi adam yarok migufa tatame. But at least be more than that if you see it come out of her body and you know it came out of her body, you should be mitame it. So yachi, if that's the case, the mayor is asking on the chum that they should be mitame the woman mishum nida. So emenu mitame mishum kesem mitame mishum mashke. Mishum Romi, by the way. Why does he use such a strange phrase? Mitam Mishum Mashke? No, he should say Mitam Mishum Roa, that she's like a Roa Damnida. So, Elach Kamalu, this is what Remeir was really saying to the Rabbanim. Ni Hecha de Kachazia Dam Yarok Meikara Lomatamisu. I understand that if a woman only bleeds Yarok at this time, you're not going to be Mitame her. But Hecha de Kachazia Dam Adam, Mahadu Kachazia Dam Yarok. But if she was bleeding red and then it turned into Dam Yarok to Tame, you should be Mitame. Similar to like if you know she was bleeding red and now in the first 3 days of Shivan Akim, it's coming out yarok. Just like it's a mashka of a zavar zavar, just like the roke and the meraglayim of a zavar zavar that are metame taros. Meaning once she's tame anyway, this is not really similar to Mashka Zavar. Once she's tame anyway, so then she's a tame person, so all of the mashkim that come out of her body should become tame. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, not all mashkin that come out of her body are tame, only those mashkin that gather in the body and then come out after they gather up, like saliva, as opposed to the dam yarok that's coming out, that just comes out as it comes, it doesn't gather and then emerge. So that's tako gutataina. What's Rameir going to say back to that? So the Gemara says, okay, third explanation of what Rameir is really saying. He's saying, let it at least be enough of dam that it should be considered like dam that's able to be machshir food to be mekabel tumah. That if a sheret subsequently touches food that this dam yarok could come in contact with, that it will then become tameh. V'rabbanan, beinan dam chalalin, v'lekha. The Rabbanan will say, no, it's not dam. Only dam chalalim is machshir lekabel tumah. Ihach, yishabar kam l'Rabbanan l'Rameir, says, that's a good taina. How's Rameir going to say back? Elahach, kam l'Rameir. Fourth and final explanation of what Rameir was really saying. Alfua b'gzeirah shava. We shall learn in gzeirah shava that dam yarok is machshir to be mekabel tumah, because ksiv hacha, it says over here by the pasuk that talks about the great praise of Am Yisrael, shlachayich pardes rimonim, that the dam needles of an ish is like a pardes that gets guarded for carefully. So too a woman who sees dam nida is going to be very guarded, and she's not going to allow her husband to be with her. Uksif hasam, and it says in the pasuk in Iyov when it talks about the chaverim of Iyov being meshabeach the ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. So you use the lashon shiluach by dam nida and by mayim. So we learn from there that just like mayim is makshel kabel tumah, so to dam nidus is makshel kabel tumah. V'rabbanan Adam dan kal v'chomer me'atzma ve'en Adam dan gzeir v'shava me'atzma. The Rabbanan would respond, yeah, I don't have such a gzeir v'shava. Over here we don't ask, what's Rameir going to say back to that? Because Rameir obviously did have a tradition for such a gzeir v'shava. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lokach, Rabbi Yossi says, no, the dam yarok is not metamim shum dam nida, and it's also not machshel kabel tumah. So haynu tanakama, isn't that exactly what the tanakama said? Meaning, what's Rabbi Yossi adding? So akam ashvelan, man tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, shekal omer, davar b'shem omer, maybe gutlu lo'olam. It's just revealing to us who the Tanakama is, that Rabbi Yossi is the Tanakama, because it's always better to say something b'shem Amro, because in such a way a person is maybe Geula li Olam. The Chassam Sofer explains that Overdom b'shem Amro is maybe Geula li Olam, meaning the zuchus of doing the right thing by Overdom b'shem Amro will be Megalgal zuchus al yedei Zakai. It will be a zuchus that will lead to. Someone just showed me there was an article written, I think, that the Ger Rebbe or maybe the Kleisenberger Rebbe said that they're not so. It's not that they're jealous of Rameir Shapiro's zuchus and thinking of the Daf Yomi. They're jealous of what zuchus he had that led to that zuchus of being of thinking of the Daf Yomi, because the zuchus is maybe Alidei Zakai. Let's go. All right, we'll stop there. We'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll try to catch up a little.